This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Off to Neverland Travel, and they have a special thing they wanted me to tell you about this week, and that they've launched their mobile flower and garden festival guide. I just looked at it on my phone. You're really going to like it if you're going to flower and garden festival. We're going to be talking about that in this week's episode. Head on over to gotoneverland.com, and there's a big banner on the homepage for the guide to the International Flower and Garden Festival. I think you'll like it. It's really good looking on your phone, especially if you're there or you're going there. You can really take a look at all the different offerings, whether that's what they have, what options there are, what flowers, topiaries there are, even some specific events, some tips, and lots of great things. So that is on gotoneverland.com. There's the concerts, has everything else you may want. And of course, if you're planning your next vacation, make sure to use them great travel providers. And they have those WDW Today Weekend De Las Partes packages available now. gotoneverland.com to request your quote.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, March 9th. 2016. In this episode 1502 of WDW Today, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And today we're talking springtime at Disney. Is that mildly offensive?
Well, if you're talking about the World Showcase, you could say springtime at Epcot in Germany. Yeah, but yes, it's probably
offensive. Terry, do you understand what that is?
No, I did not get that reference.
That's from the Broadway production of The Producers. And I'm not going to sing the real words, but it's another showing my fancy side. Show your fancy side is our
pop group.
They've been saying that.
Our boy band.
No, because they've been saying, it's show your Disney side. My version of that is show your fancy side.
Hashtag show your fancy side.
Which is, that's today's hashtag. Make sure to hashtag show your fancy
hashtag
side.
Hashtag of the day. Tell us, Logan Seculo.
Tell us what you like, if it's, whether it's Broadway productions like I do. And thanks to our friends, some of our friends are on Broadway. I want to say a shout out to them. They are great people. And some of our friends and listeners are also in Spice Girls. So there you go.
If you got Hamilton tickets, send them our way.
I do. I'm not going to say what day.
I mean, I know you do have
sometime Hamilton. In May. Not doing a New York meetup because I don't want you guys stealing my Hamilton tickets. But today we're talking about springtime at Walt Disney World. And there's a lot of great stuff that can happen and a lot of terrible stuff that can happen if you don't plan correctly. And we're going to cover a good bit of it. So take a breath. Here we go. All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about, Flower and Garden Festival, the International Flower and Garden Festival. Why is it international? Is it because the flowers
are
international?
It's because it's around the World Showcase,
World Showcase
Pavilion.
Logan.
Well, it's not exclusively, though. There's some in Future World.
Well, the future is international, too.
I mean, I always assumed it was because it was at Epcot. But
yes.
Some of them are related to countries, right?
Yeah, like, imported topiaries.
Yeah.
Like maybe some Japanese bonsai.
Bonsai!
It's a different kind of bonsai, I feel like. Same kind of bonsai?
I have no idea. I can't translate that.
Well, International Flower and Garden Festival. I love this festival. I think it's super underrated. It's definitely become food and wine light. But pre that, I actually still really enjoyed it. The topiaries are really cool. The music is decent. And now I guess the food is good, I guess. And the crowds aren't usually horrible except for during those spring break weeks.
And isn't that kind of the new thing that they're doing this year? They're adding, kind of inserting the word food into the title. That's really what kind of has changed the psychological impact of this for me. I actually haven't been, mostly because I've always thought, that doesn't really seem up my alley.
There's actually a good chance you've been and you didn't even notice you went. And I think that's the problem with food, with Flower and Garden, is before they added the food last year, it was very much a overlooked thing. You're like, oh, look, there's a nice topiary of Belle and the Beast. Well, to some of the average, visitors to Walt Disney World, you may not even notice that that's not something that's always there. So I really like it. I love the car section. I think they do a great job with that. I know there's some new ones this year. You can also walk around the, I messed this up last time too. You walk around, what is that pavilion? The Wonders of Life Pavilion. That's been closed down for decades. It still looks awesome in like the 90s.
No, that's where they have like the store and the special like classes.
Yeah.
Too bad they don't have Body Wars still up and operational.
Yeah, they've kind of blocked it off. You kind of can just dream it's there, dream the stationary bikes are there still. That was one of my favorite things as a kid. So it actually is fun to walk around there because it does look 80% the same.
Yeah, like, some of the signs are still there.
Yeah, it's painted still, very 90s, like early 90s, bright, you know, new kids colors. It's great.
I have a Body Wars story, unrelated. One time went to Epcot with the family. My mom rode Body Wars, got sick. They always have the, if you get motion sickness on the simulators, like, never seen anyone actually get sick, except for my mom. And it was the being inside the body. She said she felt...
So not even just like the motion of it.
No, she said it felt like she could feel it inside her. In like her veins.
The small intestine and was
then,
just too
then
much
it
for
just
her.
Made her nauseated.
The only quick Body Wars story I ever had was my brother was a big bad roller coaster rider. And I was not until I was in my late teens. And we went on to Body Wars, and he did that thing where you just, like, you got in the line, you walked into the doors, you just kept walking out the exit doors like you do at Star Tours, and he was not having it. And I sat there like a proud, like, 7-year-old and just killed it. I loved it. All right, off of that, though, Flower and Garden, thoughts?
I think it's, like you said, I think it's underrated. I love personally going around, checking out all the topiaries of all the characters. And I was actually just, and this is totally not like, hey, this is an ad read, but I was totally checking out the Off to Neverland app, and that... super helpful to know where all the topiaries are and where all the menus are and know where everything is. And the food stands are fantastic. It's definitely improving something that's been around for a while. You know, there's a lot of great treats.
And it's different than Food and Wine.
Oh, it's totally like different food.
Regional more yeah. than it is.
I think some of the same favorites have kind of made yeah. an appearance. But
I'm going this week, so I'll be there on probably Sunday or Monday, this coming Sunday or Monday. So if you see me, wave to me. I'll be at Walt Disney World coming up next week. So
I'm a little envious, actually, because, like you said, I may have been and didn't really realize that I've been. I like the concept now that they're adding the food stations, the drinks that go along with that. I know that they have the frozen adult version of the Dole Whip is something that is making its appearance
the
there.
The Dole Whip.
The Adult Whip. The Adult Whip. No. That's something different. So I think it's something I would really enjoy at this point because I love Food and Wine Festival. I would like another opportunity to do that during the year, not have to wait until October in the fall. I think a springtime food and wine is a great idea.
Yeah, and just so you know, the Adult Whip, as Logan has been...
Will shaking his head.
Is the pineapple soft serve with a Parrot Bay coconut rum. It's available at the Pineapple... Promenade.
Where is that?
It is on the promenade of the World Showcase.
Which is where?
I think it's in that like middle, like when you first kind of get there where they set up
promenade.
All the
Oh, like the, yeah.
Promenade.
The outpost, whatever it is.
No, like the other, like when you first get there when you're crossing into Future World. I believe that's the promenade.
I'll tell you when we find out. Promenade, promenade. You say promenade, I say promenade.
I always say blasphemy on this show. Yeah.
Just
Dole Whip doesn't do it for me.
I know,
but coconut rum in a Dole Whip, that does it for me.
The adult
like
whip.
The
Dole Whip is the greatest T-shirt ever. I'm making that.
So anyhow, that does sound like something I would enjoy an adult whip.
So Flower and Garden, I would say if you want to go, it runs. When does it run till? Can we find that out? Run it. It runs a couple months. They've extended it this year again. They extended it this year, but check out. Flower and Garden, I'd say don't make necessarily a special trip for it, but if you're there, go over to Epcot, enjoy it. You're going to like it if you're an adult. A kid may find it a little kid I think will like it because of the topiaries. Your tween teens, I feel like, will be pretty bored out of it.
It's March 2nd to May 30th.
Yeah, so it's running now, and it's running for a good long while.
I know you were saying don't make a special trip. Do you feel like there are people that go out of their way for this festival?
I don't feel like there's many people. I mean, I feel like there's people that go during this time because it's spring break.
Yeah, it's a busy time
summer,
in general.
But I don't think there are people that are going, oh, man. Because if you're doing that, I feel like you're going to Food and Wine.
I think if you're like a Central Florida resident, you're going to go over and go, oh, it's Flower and Garden. Let's go check out the topiaries.
Yeah, and if you're there, you're going to go.
Right.
But I don't feel like people are planning their trips around it like they do Food and Wine. There's a lot of stuff going on during spring, not just at Epcot, Will's favorite park. There's a lot happening over there. There's obviously St. Patrick's Day comes up. And just what day is St. Patrick's Day this year? We're just going to be finding out what days are.
This is, we didn't check our calendars before.
This is called Google.
On the 17th of March. Is
there you go. 17th of March.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a
every
fixed
year.
Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fixed holiday.
I don't really.
Which happens to be a Thursday.
But I don't necessarily remember.
A week from next
Thursday. I've cannot committed. St. Patrick's Day's Day to my mother.
So since you're going to be in the parks, are you going to Raglan Road and like you're
well,
going to get
your
I green on?
Well, I will have
and...
four. I will have three children. My wife, my parents. We'll have a
so
big
you
group.
Probably do need some whiskey.
So, yeah, I probably won't. I would, but Raglan Road, I have at least tried to go to during St. Patrick's Day. It can get pretty crazy. Sometimes there's the U2 cover band. It's a lot of fun. If you're into that kind of thing, I think you'll like Raglan Road. That's obviously at Disney Springs. And I don't really have much to say about that. It's very highly regarded. People like it a lot.
You better have some off-kilter loaded on your iPhone
well,
just off-kilter, to be listening to.
Off-kilter, I believe, is playing at the other side of the world, at Universal Studios.
You should check your calendar and see if they are.
I believe they are. they're playing, I think, actually at Pat O'Brien's at Universal that night.
Love Patty
so,
O'Brien's.
Little plug to our buddies at Off Kilter. And they're actually playing every weekend pretty much coming up in like a couple months. So if you're down there, go see Off Kilter. They kill it. They're great. But I'm going to try to go to Epcot and try to go to the UK Pavilion. No, it doesn't really make sense because Ireland's not officially part of the UK. But I do feel like they do celebrate it. Guinness.
Will has a disturbing look on his face.
Well, there's not Ireland in the park.
I know, but that just sounds a little like offensive to our
Irish listeners. Let's pull up how many people are listening in Ireland.
Well,
Scotland and England are rapping hard,
but not many in Ireland.
I don't think so.
I don't have.
Well, I'm
going to
use my computer, and y'all keep talking. Have you guys ever been there though during St. Patty's Day?
Man, I have lived
in Florida.
I'm into Walt Disney World.
I tend to be one of those people that stays as far away from the parks as I can during the spring break season.
Yeah, I feel you. I would be doing the same, except for just there's other things happening.
Yeah, and family.
Family stuff's happening, so I'm going to be down there anyway, so I might as well try. I'm looking up our Irish listeners. Actually, surprisingly, the last episode, 7 Irish listeners.
So to all our Irish friends, I apologize for Logan going to the UK for St.
You're
Patrick's
actually
Day.
Our first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth largest country that listens. St. Lucia follows right behind. And Germany, right before.
What?
So we're offending the Irish and the Germans today.
Okay, we'll lose 13 listeners. No, we love you guys. And we'll do a meetup in Ireland in a few decades.
Or in the UK Pavilion.
In the UK Pavilion. Well, okay. Off of St. Patrick's Day. If you're in the parks, Raglan Road obviously is probably your number one choice if you want to experience that. They do some special stuff. I've gotten and again, this is all kind of not hearsay, but it's all kind of speculation. It's what they've done in the past. I've gotten a green sticker, with a Mickey Mouse, with a little Lucky Charm Mickey Mouse. So they've done a little, specialty items like that, leprechaun type things, and they'll do that. But nothing really over the top for St. Patrick's Day. Don't expect a special parade. Don't expect really much other than, yay, it's St. Patrick's Day. We'll throw in a little extra something for you.
I think sometimes on those special holidays, they'll do random Streetosphere. But it feels it feels like there's an all-out attack on Streetosphere. Maybe that's a whole other episode.
Streetosphere is under attack. No. So that's an option if you're there for St. Patrick's Day, which if you're planning it, hopefully you're on the way there soon.
So I want to talk about spring break because some people, that's the only time they can go.
Yeah.
And I've been there during spring break as when I was a child with our family. I want to talk a little bit for our listeners. How do you manage
I'm about to the find crowds? Out. I'm about to find out in a few days. The one thing with spring break and, in just my opinion, is a 10 spring, because there's lots of, if you do all the touring plans, crowd counter, there's a lot of 9s, 10s, 8s. A spring break 10 is still going to be slammed. It may not necessarily be a Christmas 10. Because spring break, at least it's not universal. It's not everyone has the same spring break all around the country. It's separated between pretty much last week in early April.
Thank goodness it's not universal. Am I right?
But thank you, Will. Let that one settle in. The spring break options, though, the fact that the spring break is kind of spread out. However, I did see a buddy post that there were 67 people in line for a turkey leg in front of him yesterday. So dealing with those crowds is going to be tough. Thank God for Magic Fastpass Plus at this point.
And I'll say this, everything that you can't see is at full capacity during spring break. So all the rides are running maximum vehicles. And I think that does make a difference in things not feeling as crowded as they actually are, because everything is up and running. Those random stands that normally don't serve something. But 67 people for a turkey leg sounds like...
Okay, look, I want to talk to one of those 67 people. Why? Like, did you not look at the line and go, you know what? Maybe I'll come back later. Not, oh, yeah, we got to join now.
Yeah.
You know,
do they have 67 turkey legs in a stand?
That's probably the problem, is
they probably ran out and were having to get more. And
they had to go find more turkeys.
Okay, guys, come on now.
Here's my...
Your turkey leg theory?
No, we talk a lot about how bad things can be in the park when it's really busy. I was thinking about this the other day, and there's something to being in the park when it's slammed, though. You know, like, I was thinking about it. Yes. Do I want every time I go to Disney it to be jam-packed? And maybe just because we all have had the luxury of going multiple times, and but there is something about being in the park when it's slam-packed and everyone's experiencing the stuff together.
Sure.
I'm throwing it out there. I never have the popular theory. No.
I think it feels a lot.
There's a little bit too. Now, no. Waiting 67 people for a turkey leg, no. Waiting 4 hours for a ride, no. But I do feel like there's something special about being in the park with people that are loving Disney at the same time as you are, to that extent.
Which, this whole conversation brings up our reminder that we've got to start our research on the lazy man's day at Disney, just so we can prepare for how to just leisurely enjoy the parks.
Well, I think, look, for starters, I think you're right. I mean, that's what I do as a dad, is my son doesn't really know the difference between doing Space Mountain, which he'll be, I think, close to being on a ride this time, and doing the Tiki Room. So, as someone who can travel often, I know pretty much everyone wants to go in, open and close a park because their time is very sensitive and, you know, that. But, okay, let's assume you can travel to Walt Disney World again, or you're going on a day that's just unbearable for you and your kids. And really, it's about your kids, if you have kids, making sure they're happy. Is, you know, there's always the Tiki Room, the Country Bears, Hall of Presidents, these attractions that have minimal waits ever. Even Tiki Room, you may wait 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Same with all of those other attractions listed. A lot of shows, things of that nature. After you get in your three initial Fastpass Plus, and then whatever your rolling fourth is. So when people that go after the My Magic Experience and all that, Fastpass Plus, huge during these times, because you're at least going to guarantee I'm going to do these three attractions. Now, you still may wait, and I'm normally a long amount of time.
Longer than normal for a Fastpass.
Yeah, because I'm sure that my Fastpass is my, you know, Haunted Mansion Fastpass that would usually have been 2 minutes will probably be 15. And that's just because of how many people are using it at that period of time.
But yeah, but that's only 15 minutes. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, if to enjoy this, plan out what you want to do, get the fast passes, make sure that everyone in your group gets to do something they want to do, but then don't, like, understand that you're going at a busy time and enjoy that. Embrace it. Go maybe find some of the things that we talk about with, like, wanting to find the Lazy Man's Guide. Go find some of those stuff that aren't necessarily like the e-tickets or like the major attractions, and do some of those new things, experience some new stuff, and just embrace that it's crowded and everyone is there at Disney enjoying the magic at the same time. That's all I'm saying.
If you do, obviously the sort of outlier in here is a lot of people have to travel at this amount of time, and there are some people who have special needs at this amount of time and cannot deal with this level of crowd without having, whether it's panic attacks or if your child has Asperger's or autism. Disney will account for that, and they don't advertise it very much, but they do help you with those situations. So go talk to someone at guest services, someone who has a family member who does have one of these issues. It's an issue with kind of a social anxiety crowd issue when it comes to people touching and sweating on them. Disney will go the extra mile to make sure you have as good a time as you can. A few years ago, it was great because you used to get a guest assistance pass, and pretty much that meant you fast passed everything. It was for someone who needed that. It was a great thing. Now they've adjusted that because so many people are abusing it. But now it's a pass that you can get. If, you know, they will question you, they'll go through a whole thing, they'll take your picture. It is a little intimidating, but once you do get it, it really will help your day out if you're someone who has one of these issues. And what they essentially do is give you, say it's an hour to ride Space Mountain. Well, what they'll do is they'll stamp a pass that says come back in an hour. And once an hour later has passed, you can go and ride that attraction. So it's kind of like a fast pass where you don't have to wait. Or it's kind of like waiting in standby without having to wait. So just that's just a little tip for any of you guys who are listening and going, I can't do spring break, I can't do Christmas because of this family member or because of yourself who can't handle it from that point of view, Disney will help out. So make sure to go talk to someone at guest relations, which may be the longest line you stand in all day. I can't stand it. But
the one thing I would say is to pay attention to park hours and to use them to your advantage. Know that most people are going to want to enjoy the parks in the middle of the day. So if you want to experience less crowds, be one of those people that goes and enjoys the resort pool at that time. Go back to your hotel. Definitely one of the benefits of staying on property. Go have lunch at a resort. And then, you know, if you're staying on property, you can use extra magic hours. You know, take advantage of those opportunities of coming early in the day and staying late in the evening. And then get out of the parks when capacity is at its most. And there's plenty of other things to do. We've talked about it on the show before. You know, go play putt-putt. I wouldn't recommend a water park because they're going to be crazy too. But, you know, take your kids to Disney Springs and buy those toys in the middle of the afternoon that you want to get.
And like character, if you want to do characters, dining, there's characters all over the place. So look at where characters are that aren't inside the parks. If your kid really wants to meet Mickey Mouse, you may not want to wait in that Main Street line or at the Epcot character spot. You may want to go over to, you know, the random character, you know, character dining at like, you know, the dolphin, you know, some one of those that like you can probably get into that has a lot of the characters your kids are going to want to meet. So those are just some options of how to deal, I think, with spring break crowds. That's just heavy crowds in general, but spring break, notoriously, I'll tell you how it is next week when I'm on the show, cause I'll be broadcasting, from a vacation home down there and let you know how it goes.
Some other really fun things to do down there is, and this is something when I was a Florida resident was really excited about when they first introduced it, is the spring training at Disney's Wide World of Sports,
ESPN's,
which is also known as
ESPN's Wild World of Sports.
Training, love to go catch a Braves game. It's fun, especially for people that live in an area that don't have a professional team. It's cool because you can go see big name teams. I mean, if you plan it out, you can go catch. I mean, I think the Nationals are
there this weekend.
And so just
pretty much everybody, because most of the other teams are also within a few hours.
Exactly.
So
because
the
there's the two different
Mets
leagues.
And everyone,
the
Phoenix League.
They call it, they call them something. This is
the
Sun League and the
Pineapple
Sun,
or something
like that.
The adult league.
Yeah. Anyhow, it's the
you do get a lot of the big teams come
exactly,
through Orlando.
They come through. Because I think the Yankees are in Tampa. Is that right?
I think that's right, yeah. And the Mets are in West Palm, something like that.
So a lot of them will just, you'll see all those teams. It's honestly one of my favorite things we have ever done. Now, we have a friend that's their father is a scout for the Braves. So we've gone and, like, you know, had a little bit of a
VIP experience.
A little more. But, man, this, I love the park there. It's super fun. You can also use your meal plan snacks there. So if you're there, that you can. There's just a lot to do there.
Players sign autographs typically.
Yeah.
It's
like going to you get the major league experience, but with almost a minor league feel because it's more personal. It's
it
more
even
intimate.
Feels different than minor leagues to me. It almost feels like you're going to see like baseball at a family reunion.
Yeah. Because
they're just kind of hanging out. They all the players are down there. Have brought their families with them. You always see their families in the outfield.
It's kind of like a vacation.
It's a vacation for them anyway. So.
What I like, I don't know if they're doing any this year, is usually, or the years I've lived in Orlando, they would always play college teams as well. So you'd have like the Braves versus Georgia Tech. And that was always fun. We went to Braves versus Georgia Tech, and it was like Georgia Tech was killing them. And it was like the Braves were like, okay, just wait. Like eighth inning, the Braves just destroyed them. It was like they're like, let all their family have their time, and now we're going to show this is why we're a professional team. But it is fun, spring training. I'm going to try to take my boy out this coming week and see what he likes. I haven't been in years since I was.
Do they still have the – I know there was like the spring training experience you could kind of do. You could throw your fastball. You'd get to also it was like it wasn't just spring training experience, it was sports experience.
Yeah, they have
you
bunch
do
of
the
stuff
football
too.
Stuff and all that. Like it's an activity you can add on if you want to make a day out of it, especially
You could at least probably make a half day at Sport Wide World of Sports. If you're into sports, I haven't been in a long time, so I'm not gonna speak to it very much. Other than I've been there, they're moving Night of Joy there this year, so it should be pretty interesting.
I would recommend if you're staying on property to take advantage of resort transportation because parking there is a bit of a nightmare.
At
Wide World of Sports during spring training especially.
I'm staying off property. Yay!
But if you are staying off property, you can always park at like ticket and transportation center, and I know they run shuttles from there as well. So just check in with the concierge at any of the properties or ask a cast member and find out exactly where the shuttles. Different games, they run different shuttles, so take advantage of that so you're not sitting in traffic because it's miserable.
I have a life experience to offer for everyone that may be planning on going to a night game.
Okay.
And it is spring still, hence spring training. It actually can be pretty chilly at night. I think the coldest I have ever been in Florida was I went to a night game, spring training game. We had outfield, like on the lawn tickets. Yeah. I believe we brought sleeping bags to try to, because we knew it was going to be chilly. And I mean, it was probably only 40, but I lived in Florida. And I can still feel how cold it was. So take a jacket. And check the weather. Just check the weather.
That's just a good park at the spring plan, because you think, oh, it's spring, it's Florida, it's going to be hot. At night, when you're outside and you're not used to being outside, you're gonna want to either have a hoodie or prepare yourself to purchase the $65 park hoodie.
I'm about to say, Papa Bill wasn't gonna spring for that Braves hoodie.
Well, I think we were bundled. we planned for it. It was still cold.
But right now the weather is, the highs are in the kind of mid to late 80s. And you're having, though, lows are definitely in the low 60s. So, I mean, that can be a little cold. Even now, I don't know if I'd want to be outside in low 60s just chilling out for hours. So, there's that. Will's drinking from, we're going to take a picture of this.
Yeah, we've already got I've got a fantastic photograph.
I bought this for Will as a gift. It's a Mickey Mouse koozie. That is the
most
largest
practical thing in the world.
And the least drinkable koozie ever. And I can't remember how we explained it. It has no bottom.
There's no bottom. It's got pudgy cheeks, like I'm gripping it by its cheeks right now.
Yeah, you can't really hold it. You have to kind of pinch it. Off of that, other things off property to do during the spring, if you're especially into sports, maybe think of Orlando City Soccer. The Lions just returned this week for their second season in the MLS. If you're interested at all in professional soccer, honestly, if you're interested at all in just having a crazy time, just I'm a season ticket holder. I love Orlando City. They are, it is an, Walt Disney World is a sponsor, so you see Disney stuff all around, but it's also just a incredible experience for the family. It's nothing like you've ever been to before. It's not going to be what you think of in a lot of cities where Major League Soccer is kind of a second or third thing. This is, you know, no less than 30,000 people filling up the bowl and having a blast.
So since I'm going to give away your tickets right now, just because we can, because we can always edit this out if we change our minds.
Okay.
But I say let's do this. I want to see what can happen on social media, like Twitter, Instagram, for our WW Today listener family to see who can show the most Orlando City pride.
Okay.
And we'll pick a listener and give them a pair of two of, you've got two tickets.
Yeah.
Some later in the summer when you can't use them.
Yeah. I mean, that's also what's awesome. Honestly, that's a tip for anything. It runs from March to October. So you have a huge season to go to games. You're going to love it. Sure. I'm all for that. Let's, you come up with a
old curveball weaver over here.
Yeah, I'll give away a couple tickets. Don't make.
What was our hashtag for the show, anyways? Was it fancy?
Show me the weaver. No, what was it? It was show your fancy side.
Yeah,
fancy hashtag fancy side.
Hashtag fancy side.
And for okay, so you do hashtag fancy side still, but show your love of the purple and gold of Orlando City Soccer, and I will hook you up. If you win, if you give us the best, give us your best lion growl. How about that? Shoot a video of you and your family doing a lion growl for Orlando City tickets. Yeah. They are no way a sponsor. I wish they were, but they are not. I'm just a huge fan. So Orlando City also just announced next year, if you want to know when I'm going to guarantee be in Orlando, April 2nd of 2017. Why will I be there, Will?
Because of today's announcement.
Today's announcement.
We need Buffer. We need Michael Buffer to make this announcement on the podcast.
He was in WCW. But
well, all you got to do is pack.
All I got to do is when Will's not listening, he knows that's what it has to be.
I was checking. I was checking for hashtag fancy side.
Is it a safe hashtag?
It hasn't been used since 2014. Okay. But oddly, why I was so like intrigued was because Drunk at Disney tweeted something, said rocking my fancy side.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And
I'm
so that I was kind of. Got really distracted. And
okay. Well, what's coming up is WrestleMania 33. Now, if you're not a wrestling fan, you may not want to experience this, but you're going to experience 80,000 people packed into the beautiful Citrus Bowl cheering on their favorite WWE superstar. That's a year away, but it's something that I'm excited about. And maybe we'll have on Scotty Too Hotty, Scott Garland coming up. We're going to get closer and talk about Mania in Orlando. Well, that's some spring options. I think we felt pretty good about that, guys, right?
I like it.
Yeah, sounds...
I like it a lot.
Oh.
Hey. God, we live in the 90s, man. This is all it is. Everything's the 90s.
This is essentially I love the 90s Disney style.
No, that would be that weird. That'd be when the characters were just like starting to look kind of good. You ever notice that? Like,
yeah.
They didn't really start looking great until like the mid-90s. Yeah. Like, you look back and you're like, oh, here's Mickey, me and Mickey 20 years ago. It's like, what happened, man? I was like, what year was that? 99? Why?
Looks
what?
Like Will's koozie.
Yeah. Well, that will do it for this segment of WDW Today. Hope you enjoy your spring. If you're down in Orlando in the next week, till I'll be down there till like March 19th, 20th, something like that. Hit me up, send me a tweet. Hopefully if you run into me, see my family, come up.
#FancySide.
We'll see you. Coming up next, listener questions with Lynn. Just want to take a quick break here and talk to you about our friends at Dawes. Do away with SMA. We've talked about them before because they're partnering with us for WDW Today weekend. But more importantly, they have a special virtual race coming up very soon, and we really want you to get involved with it. If you don't know what a virtual race is, quickly, you sign up just like you're going to be running a normal race, like a Run Disney race or whatever it is, but you do it on your own or with a team that you created, and you pay. You also get a bib, you get a medal, and this theme is right on point.
The Fourth Awakens race.
That's right. It is the Fourth Awakens. It's actually, weirdly, their fourth virtual race from May the 4th, and they're a great organization, and this special race is going to be coming up, obviously, on May the 4th, and you can sign up now. You get a bib, a BB-8 style medal, and they ship it right to your door. But you also, you know, want people to share and talk about it. They want it to be part of the experience, to share the Star Wars event on all your social media, take pictures of your running, do however you can, and support these guys at Dawes.
And all of our listeners receive a 10% discount by using the discount code WDWtoday. And you can just go to our website, wdwtoday.com.
Go to wdwtoday.com. You'll see under the episode, this episode, there'll be a banner ad. Click on that. It'll take you right how to register. We're just thrilled to be a part of this great organization.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
All right, who's got first question?
So, Drunk at Disney, I believe, has a question about the imposing upcoming extravaganzas. De las Puertas, please stand clear of the festival. Our music, media, and more festival coming up in Florida. And the question is, my question is, will there be a bar at the Art Center? Follow up. If there is none, will there be a bag check?
Try that one more time.
Speaking of bars.
If no, comma. If no, is there a bag check? Hold on. Let's just restate it one more time.
Let me put in the comma the questions.
This will end up not getting edited out.
Leaving this in for sure.
Leaving this in. So, Drunk at Disney asks a question about our upcoming event this October. He said...
September.
Did I say it?
Good Lord. Let me handle this. I got this.
Forget it. I'm off the show. No, it's okay.
Our first question from Twitter is actually from Drunk at Disney, who's going to be at the DLP, De Las Puertas Festival. It's September 30th for those of you that are, you know, marking your calendars. Conscious. So Drunk at Disney says, my question is, will there be a bar at the Arts Center? Follow up. If no, is there a bag check?
I did just check in with Scott at the Claremont Performing Arts Center, and that's what he's referring to because that's where we're doing De Las Puertas, which is a big one-night festival with all your favorite old bands from Walt Disney World. It's going to be a great time. But the answer to that is yes, there will be at least beer and wine. Full liquor bar still up in the air. I think they're working out new contracts still at the Performing Arts Center. But for you adults that are traveling, yes, there will be beer and wine available throughout the night. And that's appropriate from our friend at Drunk at Disney, who, if you don't follow him, go follow him. He's a lot of fun and been a really good friend to this show and good friend to us since we took over the reins. So yes, to answer that question, yeah, because some people weren't sure if it was a kid event or adult event. I'd say it's an all ages event. that adults are going to be able to fully enjoy. So yeah, that's pretty good.
It's still a Celtic rock show at the end.
Yeah, and then Lynn bought everyone beer at the final mulch show. So maybe we'll just set a precedent, right, Lynn?
Sure. There we go.
I heard it was actually an open bar, courtesy of Touring Plans. Yeah, is that not true?
That's where we're going to just put a logo on it, and you have to cover it.
Those were the days. That's the deal. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
So I'll take this next question.
And that part was a joke, just to clarify.
Yeah, it's not actually an open bar.
Yeah.
Either that disclaimer. Or Lynn will kill us.
So this question comes from Derek on Twitter. And he said, if we book a room, and I'm assuming this is during our festival, if we book a room at Riverside, will at Logan Seculo bring us beignets from Port Orleans French Quarter?
It's a short walk.
I'm going to say
here,
no.
Well, here, I like Derek. And Derek, so Derek Wright for Touring Plans? Is he associated? I don't know. Is he associated with you?
Yes, he is. Yes. He's one of our fabulous bloggers. Yes.
Yeah, I know Derek. And Derek, for you, I would do it. For the rest of you guys, don't ask. Because actually, you know what? If you book it and I happen to be there, I'll do a beignet run.
Do a little stop by.
I mean, I expect a tip. So I'm not.
I mean, I would have asked Yeehaw Bob to deliver the beignets.
Yeehaw Bob's not available.
Here's the question, though: are they paying for the beignets, and you're just
their
delivery boy?
I'll deliver anything.
Yeah,
for money.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Anything, I will deliver.
He just says though, will you bring them? He doesn't say deliver them. So I feel like bring is, are you going to go buy the beignets for them? And I would say that's still probably likely that you do that for
them. That I would buy for Derek.
Yeah, for Derek,
I'll buy
for
you.
Derek?
Sure. For everyone else, well, not everyone else. Look, if Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls is listening and coming to Dallas Partis Festival.
Oh, there it is. Another Spice Girls reference.
It's been a while. I love the Spice Girls.
Thank God. Would you want to be on my Spice Girls podcast? Because I've been developing this for the last 6 weeks. So far, the only person who's reached out to me is a man who is who wants it to be called Zig a Zig Pod, which I think is brilliant.
And it's actually not a bad idea.
No, and it's for real in development, folks. And look, one of our event, we've been working out all our activities for De Los Puertos and for the WDW Today weekend was a midnight screening of Spice World. I don't think it'll happen this year because we just have exhausted our schedule so much. But one year I'm going to book one of them. One of them's got to be affordable.
A Spice Girl?
One of them.
Yeah, one of them.
A Spice Girl.
I got to fly him out, though, for me. It's going to be complicated.
You could always do your dad's favorite joke. Old Spice.
Yeah, perfect dad joke. All right. But I'm glad, Lynn, that you share an affinity for the Spice Girls.
It's classic 90s.
Could you sing us a little Spice Girls,
could you,
Lynn?
That noise that came up right after
it
we said.
It sounded like
it was
The Spice Girls. I will not actually sing because I don't want to tarnish their memory for anyone.
All right, reunion tour this summer. Come on.
Could you instead, next podcast, I'll give you time to prepare. No singing. I want you to do a reading. Of
a dramatic reading of a Spice Girl.
You get to select four lines of a song, and you have to do a dramatic reading.
All right, I'll do that.
Thank you.
The story from A to Z. If you want to get with me, you better listen carefully.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Logan just gave you a perfect example, but now you can't use that one.
No, but the next line's the better one.
Oh, I already have my song picked. I'm ready. All right, let's move on.
All right, okay. Something just happened. All right, moving on. Nick wrote, Nick Cesarian, I believe, or something.
Cesarian.
Nick is actually a friend, a local. He's a Nashville guy. Nick wrote, which, if either, upsets you more, the demolition of Catastrophe Canyon or the impending demolition of Streets of America? I have a pretty solid answer, but guys, what do you think?
I actually saw this come in on Twitter today, and
on the wire,
it came in on the wire. And the thing for me was, it took me a while to think about which one I'd be more upset about. I love the Streets of America. I think it's really cool. I have memories filming a scene of an old show that Logan and I did called The Logan Show in the Streets of America, yeah. And it was. So I have fond memories there. I don't want to go into the whole description of why it was hilarious, but
you can probably find the scene.
Yeah, we'll do that soon. But I love the Backlot Tour.
Yeah,
I love Catastrophe Canyon.
I'd have to agree, man, because that was one of my favorite. I remember going there in the mid '90s, and it was back when they still had the Golden Girls House as part of the tour, and just. My mind was blown. Like the catastrophe, like that was one of the first times at Disney where everything seemed like, I don't even know how this happened. How did I get here? I'm at the catastrophe and the canyon's blowing up and there's the Golden Girls house. And it just, it seemed like I had moved to another world. I had been transported.
And I know I say this about every ride because clearly I was a fraidy cat. I was genuinely afraid that we, don't they tip when it
tips? Of the Golden Girls house?
Yes. when like the tram kind of shakes, every time I thought we were going into the canyon. So
you guys go Catastrophe Canyon.
I need some therapy.
Clearly.
Or you did, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Lynn, what do you think?
I kind of like Streets of America. I like the detail. And the thing that puts it over the top for me is Osborne Lights.
Yeah, I agree. We can keep it short and sweet. Yeah, I agree with you on that, that I will miss the Streets of America. I don't know if I will miss them as much as I'll enjoy Star Wars Land, but I will definitely miss them in those comparisons. But thank you, Nick. All right, moving on.
All right, next question is from Carrie. She is from Maine. Generic Maine. Not a specific.
Small town.
Yeah. So my husband and I will be celebrating our 20-year anniversary on our next trip. What non-signature restaurant would you recommend for a meal to celebrate? ?
Lynn, why don't you
non-signature?
I know it's tough. I'm kind of drawing a little bit of a blank.
Wow, non-signature.
This is where we need like the Jeopardy music to play to give us like time to think.
We have Will who edits it out.
You know, so it depends if you like Indian food. Sanaa is really good. The bread service alone, I think, is worth a special trip out there, if not for dinner, then for lunch. Beyond that, all the good places are signature.
Yeah, I have no good answer for you. Look, it's your 20th anniversary now. Come
What's
on.
The Italian restaurant in Epcot, Colin?
Tutto Gusto?
Yeah.
Or Tutto Italia.
Yeah, that one. I'm not good with foreign words. But, you know, Italian is always kind of a nice... Italian seems anniversary. Maybe not a big one like 20th, but I don't know. I'm just trying to throw something out there.
Is there a hidden gem that I'm just not missing, like in the resorts? That a lot of people go say, it's one of the few that I've never done is the Wave. A lot of people are big fans of the Wave. I'm trying here because
I like the breakfast. Really strong coffee, good buffet.
But nobody goes, hey, let's have an anniversary breakfast.
She says recommend for a meal to celebrate. She doesn't say dinner.
You know.
Is there anything at Hollywood Studios?
But the only thing I would pick is Brown Derby, but it's a signature. Yeah.
That's considered a signature?
Yeah, two table service credit.
Yeah, all right, well.
I'm going around the world in my head trying to.
Raglan Road? Raglan Road, Boathouse, maybe STK when it opens.
Boathouse.
Maybe she's saying a non-signature restaurant because they already have reservations at a signature. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, just in general? She wants just a recommendation?
Yeah, she says for our next trip. I'm trying to help her out.
I'm going
to
go with Raglan Road because it's got food and it's got whiskey.
Yeah. So, Carrie, that's all right. And you got Maine. So there you go. So hopefully you enjoy you enjoy whiskey. And
keeps you warm at night.
All right, well, Carrie, there you go. Hopefully that kind of answered your question. If not, we lose. So, all right. Terry, you want to take this one?
Yeah, Kurt Sutton wants to ask Lynn, what piece of Disney advice did you give in the early days of Unofficial Guide that is now completely wrong or different?
I think something that's kind of different now is that we would probably recommend you go to some parks on their extra magic hour days because we've noticed that crowds tend to stay away from them. So morning extra magic hours at the Magic Kingdom of late aren't as crowded as they used to be. So whereas before we used to tell people to avoid days like that, now, you know, depending on the season and getting there early and what you want to do, it can be not terrible.
Do you think you can directly correlate that to what you told people previously, saying go, and now people say don't go? Like, because it feels like that way. It feels like people are now listening.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing to say.
But in the parks, maybe 1-2% of the people have seen the touring plans or Unofficial Guide advice. So not enough really to influence a crowd. But you never know over time.
Hey, 1-2% is pretty stinking impressive, though, at any time.
It is actually not bad, yeah.
When you think
yeah.
about it in those numbers. So that's great. All right. Let's.
Do any of us want to give something maybe we would have said don't do but do now or something like that?
Sure. What would you?
Well, in my early days, I would have said don't ride the Haunted Mansion because I had a crying episode. But now I love it. So there, that's my advice.
Terry, anything?
No, my opinions are always correct. So, I mean,
and unchanging as well.
They're eternal truths.
Yeah. I would say there's quite a bit for me that I definitely, as a younger man, wasn't a huge fan of. I would probably say wasn't a big Splash Mountain guy back in the day. And now I'd say because I just felt like you got wet, super long, and usually the waits were long. And I didn't really feel like it was, I mean, it's a great ride. I now have learned to more appreciate it, especially as sort of a younger man. It was kind of like one of those rides that was there with one big excitement, spiting moment and 14 minutes of singing. So I wasn't as big of a fan of that. I am now. So I'd say that's changed, and probably, that's probably a good answer for me.
I've got an answer. I've thought about it.
I would have said go to the Animal Kingdom. Now I say don't go to the Animal Kingdom. So that's maybe.
Oh, no. All right. So I'll tell you a resort that I've had my opinion change, and this is a DVC based thing, is the Grand Floridian. I always would go to the Grand Floridian and go, I don't know. It's just kind of frou frou. It feels like my grandmother's house. But the DVC rooms at the Grand Floridian and the TV in the mirror is probably the greatest thing to happen in history.
Do you just stand at the mirror and look at a TV?
Bathroom, yeah, I mean, it's just there. The bathroom.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if it's the greatest thing that's happened to you, do you just stand in the bathroom and watch TV?
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that there's a separate shower sink, and they're extremely.
And all we learned is that Terry's grandmother, heck of a house.
I know. My gosh. I'm like, I love the Grand Floridian, always have. And Terry's saying it's like his grandmom's house.
Yeah, at one point, I almost bought some of the old pillows that were there, like the teacup pillows. I'm like, Amanda, these are really cool, aren't they? And she was like, that's disgusting. Never bring that up. And I was like, okay, never mind.
Wait, because were they used?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is gross, Logan. You're a sick man.
You can launder them.
Yeah, you can't get that funk out.
They also were all kind of faded. They're from Mouse, I think Mouse Surplus, which I don't think is in business anymore. And that was a great little thing that I was into for a little while, and she was not a fan. Well, that will do it for WDW Today for this week. As always, special thanks to Off Kilter, the greatest band in podcasting. Check out their tour dates and obviously come see them at DLP Fest. So check out that at dlpfest.com. We'd love to have you out for the whole weekend. You can obviously book those special travel packages from Off to Neverland. You heard about us talk about them earlier. We talked about Flower and Garden. Flower and Garden mobile guide. You can get that on their website. Go to neverland.com and you should reach out to them. And as Will always says,
when's WrestleMania?
April's.
All you got to do is pack.
All you got to do is pack. Great service. Go to neverland.com today. And for Logan Sekula,
Will Haynes,
Terry Weaver,
I'm Len Testa.
We'll see you on the next show. The